It's time for your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. Whether you are a business leader, manager, or director, then Dalama Insights offers business insights that take your business to the next level. With Dalama Insights, you are guaranteed to take your business to the next level. For details, WhatsApp 0977-445-064 or visit our website www.insightpartnersafrica.com.
There is no debate at all that understanding your customers is essential to providing them with the right products or services that meets their needs. This is what enables your business to succeed. But the question is, how can you understand your customers? As a business advisor, I meet with many entrepreneurs who have a clear business concept, but they lack a clear understanding of their customers. And this can be detrimental. I'm Mukonki Mukonkela, the CEO and host of the Ndalama Insights Business Show. Today's discussion is inspired by Samuel Tutuntuwe. Samuel runs a printing and stationery store just here in Lusaka. He wants to know, how can I understand my customers? To help Samuel, I have Mr. Jimmy Muchimba, the manager of business development at Vodacom Business Africa. Jimmy, good evening and welcome to today's Ndalama Insights.
Good evening, Mukonki. Thank you for having me on the program, and thank you, Samuel Tutuwe, for inspiring this discussion today.
Thank you, Jimmy. Today's issue is important because without customers, there is no business. You know that, Jimmy. What does it mean to understand your customers?
So understanding your customers is very important for our businesses because firstly, our customer is what it's the bedrock of our business. This is where we derive our revenues from. And revenues are what make profit. And this is why we are in business, to sort of make profit. So it is important to understand our customers so we can anticipate their needs and expectations. And what this does for us is that it builds customer loyalty. Customer loyalty just means that we will have our customers coming back to us for business, for further business.
Okay. What are the basic needs of customers in a business, in your own experience?
So in my own experience, the basic needs really all depend on the promise that as a business we give to our customers. So we promise to deliver a product or a service to these customers. And the basic need of the customer is really for us to deliver that value and that promise to them.
Mm. So when you say the delivering the value to the customer, what exactly does that entail?
So what it entails is, if you're in a business, this all comes back to understanding your customers. What does your customer need? So if you're in a printing business like our friend Samuel, you want to get to understand who are the customers you want to service. Is it individual customers? Is it small businesses? And also narrow it down to sort of the type of industry you want to service. Is it marketeers? Is it retailers? So you want to segment your customers so you know what to deliver. So if you're going to print flyers for a customer, if you're going to print cards for a customer, are the cards of good quality? Is the customer going to be happy enough to be loyal and come back for more business?
Okay. Now, Jimmy, many SMEs don't even have a clear profile of what their ideal customer looks like. What are the risks of not knowing your customers?
So not knowing your customers is like groping in the dark, I would say. It's like walking blindly because you have a service and you don't know who is going to consume that service from you. So it is very important that you understand your customer. For small businesses, it's simple things like the location of your customer. Where are my customers? Who are they, and where do they, which parts of my community or which parts of my town do they come from? That helps you to sort of begin building a profile. If you live in Kawata, you know you live right next to a police camp. So who are my customers? Are my customers the policemen and women around the community? If I live in a predominantly agric community, if I'm in Kafue, for instance, who are my customers? Is it the subsistence farmers around me? So begin to build a profile. Building a profile is nothing complicated. It's really just beginning to say, my customers are Mr. Piri, Mr. Monga, Mr. Mwinga, they live here, and this is what they come to predominantly purchase from me. So you begin to say, to anticipate, as I said in my earlier remarks, you begin to anticipate their needs.
That's right. And why do you think it's important if you understand your customer needs?
Okay, so understanding your customer needs means you can build a product or service that is customized for your client. Now, this is important because it means now you are personalizing the service. And personalizing the service is always good because the customers love this. It's the bedrock of good customer service.
Now, Jimmy, it's clear Samuel understands the value of understanding his customers. That's why he's asking this question. But what are the steps he can take to better understand his customer? And remember, he's running a stationery and printing store. So what steps can he take to better understand his customers?
Thank you, Mkonki. So we'll build on from where we ended. It's the profiling. So from the profiling, Samuel, you want to begin to build that profile of your customer. So to understand your customer, make sure you start building a profile in as little way as information you can get, but begin to build that profile. Secondly, put yourself in your customer's shoes. If you were the one buying the product, if you're the one who was looking for a printing service from a provider or whoever, if it wasn't you, what would you be looking for you to be able to come back? And also begin to ask questions. You want to ask questions of your customers. Ask questions of your customers. It's important. Mr. Banda, how are the flyers that we printed last week? Are you happy with the quality? Is there anything else we can do to ensure we provide you a better service? So asking questions of your customers is very important. So firstly, build a profile, know your customers. So as they come into your store, put yourself in their shoes. What would you do if you were them? And then begin to ask questions of your customers in terms of whether they're getting a good service or they're getting value from the service or products that you're providing.
Okay, that's excellent. So what I've understood from what you've said, Jimmy, is Samuel has to build a profile of his customers. And then secondly, he needs to put himself in the shoes of the customers. And then thirdly, he also has to ask a lot of questions or ask the customers a lot of questions so as to understand their needs. So as we come to the conclusion of today's program, what is the most important step Samuel should take today to start understanding his customers?
The most important step, remember, I like to sort of broaden our discussions, sort of not just to narrow it down to customer service, but we're in a digital age. And the digital age comes with its own opportunities. So begin to use these bits of sort of even small bits of data around your customers in terms of understanding them. Where are they? It's very important. Who are they? What do they want? So if you answer those questions, then you begin to provide good customer service. Good customer service breeds customer loyalty.
Exactly. I like that you've introduced the use of technology. And nowadays, there are so many platforms I think you can use to understand your customers. One is Facebook. Mm-hmm. Social media is really becoming a very dominant mm-hmm. Element of customer service and understanding customers. Is there anything else you'd like to add on, Jimmy, before we come to the end of the program?
Well, thank you very much, Mkonki. Just you can't overemphasize the importance of social media in this day and age. It's very important to be able to use these platforms to the benefit of your business. Small businesses can open little pages on Facebook. They can broadcast small messages on Twitter or whatever. But please use these platforms, and as well as to ensure your customers are coming back, please understand them.
Thank you so much, Jimmy. Well, we've come to the end of today's program, and today's episode has been really insightful. If you have any questions either for Jimmy or myself, you can join our Facebook group, Ndalama Insights Radio Listeners, and you can message directly our guest today or call me on 0977-445604. That's 0977-445604 for any questions that you might have. And also take note of next week's episode. That's Tuesday, where we will be discussing an issue coming from Kennedy Musonda. Kennedy is asking, how can I make the right decisions in tough economic times? How can I make the right decisions in tough economic times? So this is an episode not to miss. Thank you so much, dear listeners.
That was your favorite radio show, Ndalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. If you missed anything, visit www.insightpartnersafrica.com for recorded episodes and join the Ndalama Insights Facebook page for upcoming topics. For comments and questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604 or visit our offices at 6054 Sibweni Road, North Mint in Lusaka.